From EUobserver.com. The EU watchdog raises alarm on tobacco lobbying. The EU Ombudsman, Emily O'Reilly, said on Monday, the 8th of February 2016, that the Brussels executive ditched her recommendations to publish online all details, including the minutes of meetings with tobacco lobbyists or their legal representatives. Quote, "This is a missed opportunity from the Juncker Commission to show global leadership in the vital area of tobacco lobbying," end quote. She said in a statement referring to Commission Chief Jean-Claude Juncker. The UN's World Health Organization bans public policymakers from fraternizing in secret with tobacco firms under the so-called Framework Convention on Tobacco Control, the FCTC. The EU Commission's Directorate for Health publishes all its meetings and minutes online. Other directorates do not. It means tobacco lobbyists can exert pressure or influence on other areas of the Commission where the FCTC is not being applied. Quote, "It cannot be enough to adopt a restrictive view of what is expected from the UNFCTC or to justify lack of proactivity on the grounds that it has met the minimum legal requirements," end quote, said O'Reilly. Her recommendations highlighted the Commission's legal services, which had dealings with tobacco industry insiders in the lead-up to an overhaul of the EU Tobacco Products Directive. Michel Petit, a corporate lawyer for big tobacco firms at Clifford Chance, held talks with the Commission's legal services in September 2011 and September 2012. Before landing a job with the London-based lawyers, Petit headed the Commission's legal service in 2008. A year later, he was appointed to the Commission's Ethics Committee on Lobbying, a position he held until December 2013. Transparency activists criticised his role on the Ethics Committee, as Philip Morris International is among the clients of Clifford Chance. Petit also played a minor but crucial role in the events that saw John Dalli lose his job as the EU Commissioner for Health over tobacco-related bribery allegations. The Commission says it fully complies with the FCTC. It says Petit is a legal expert and not an industry representative. It says staff regulations, code of conduct rules, access to documents and other internal guidelines are good enough to ensure the integrity of policy and lawmaking. O'Reilly launched her inquiry in June 2014 after receiving a complaint from the Brussels-based pro-transparency NGO Corporate Europe Transparency.